Hear that? That's a unicorn. Maybe not the unicorn from Hogwarts, or the unicorn from King Arthur's Kingdom, or even the unicorns who tend to inhabit Silicon Valley. But this could be your unicorn. You know, it's that thing, that dream, that desire, that wish that's been hanging over your shoulder, tempting you, teasing you, leading you toward it. But it hasn't come yet. And that is what this episode is all about. Identifying, finding your unicorn, making peace with it. Flow
Dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Welcome to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick, and you're going to spend some time in an altered reality. Yes, we're talking about unicorns and a kind of metaphor, I think, is where we're going to be heading in this episode. How do I describe this? So, unicorns, right? Episode number 598. We're heading into our 600th episode of this program, which is ridiculous. And I come up with unicorns to finally talk about. Why? Well, I've been thinking about this because every time I create a topic for a show, it's kind of led, right? There's something in me that just goes along with it. I hear it and I go, okay, sure, we'll figure that one out. And now it's unicorns. It's the symbol of unicorns. It's the understanding of what they represent. The Holy Grail, the moment you leap into some other world. That magical space that you get to inhabit where things change, where you're blessed, where your desires are completed, where you are approved of, where you are in a state of pure magic. What do you want to make with it? Where are you going to go with it? That's a unicorn. That's why up in Silicon Valley, I'm in Southern California. They're up there in Northern California. We are, well, we're the same state, but there's a little bit of a difference going on. Those unicorns up there, they're usually people with billions of dollars, and they're just looking around thinking, who do I want to invest in? And that's why they're considered magical creatures. Creatures that bless you. Creatures that complete you. Creatures that fulfill a lifelong ambition, whether you're an app developer looking for your unicorn, or you're more like me, and you have a desire in your life. There's something that needs to be fulfilled. Something you want to achieve. Something that you say, if I get this, if I have this, if I become this, then I go into a state of peace. Now, whether or not that's right or wrong, take that up in further future episodes. But for the moment, let's just suppose that there is something that completes you. There is something that accepts you, that helps you rise above, helps you reach your place. That's the unicorn that we're going to be looking for. So to all of you who are new to Flow Dreaming, welcome. I'm delighted to have you here. I'm delighted, especially because, like I said, it is approaching our 600th episode. So there's tons that you guys can dig through in the archives. But I'm also delighted because it means that you've entered the realm of flow, right? Flow dreaming. And it's a way of sculpting and reaching into the world and playing with it and molding it and touching the energy, instructing the energy, co-creating with your life and your future. Flow dreaming is a modality. It's a technique. It's a way of living. It's a way of just accessing your world day by day, which I discovered is something that is in strangely short supply. Now, nowadays, people talk a lot about mindset, right? That's, you know, if you just approach it right, if you think right, everything will fall into place. Yes. You could hear that, right? That was a yes, but. You could hear it. Yes, but. Mindset is huge, but so is energy. So is the non-physical connection between all of us. And yes, in recent years, probably the last 100 podcasts or 100 episodes I've done, I've veered away a bit from the energy teachings because I have taught that for literally 14 years. And what tends to fascinate me more today are the places and ways and bygone alleys and, I don't know, it's where we get stuck or hung up. It's where we give away our power. It's not just here is how you use energy to sculpt your life. You'll get all of that and more in flow dreaming. That's for me the basics, the 101, the tutorial. But use it and you reach a point where you stop, where you hold back, where you say, that's all I can do, folks. And I wish I could have more, but. And that for me is where my mind has started to really take off. I can do more, but why? And this takes so many forms. My life is collapsing. My work is collapsing. My relationship is collapsing. My health is collapsing. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where I'm going. I'm not in control. All of those places are fascinating because those are places where growth happens in a huge way. Now, the other places where growth happens are when you're doing fantastically well. And you see people who seem to have the world at their fingertips and they end up in rehab and divorced and losing it all. And you think, stupid person, why did they not do that? They couldn't hold on to their lottery winnings. They were the top of their A game and their acting. And, you know, we judge. Oh, we're so good at that. But there is a lot to be learned in both arenas. However, for a lot of us, we look at the day-to-day challenges. What does this teach me? How does this grow me? Why do I have to suffer under this? Do I have to suffer under this? Is the only alternative becoming Buddhist? I don't think so. Maybe there's something else I can do. And that is where flow draws me today. And I hope it'll draw you too. And if it doesn't, then go back and listen about 100 episodes back. We do a flow dream in every single episode. Maybe we'll even do one today. We'll find out. But the topic, what's kind of thrilling my mind right now is unicorns, this concept of magic, this concept of waiting, the concept of being chosen, right? Because the unicorn chooses you. If you're pure enough, if you're virginal enough, if you're good enough, the unicorn chooses you. But most of the time, you'll notice the main characters are already lost in the forest. They're out there. They're adventuring. They tried. Something led them out where they probably shouldn't be. And then this beautiful dream comes into their lives. Well, you and I, friends, we're out there and we're lost in the forest of life and we're looking and we're all waiting for a unicorn. I want you to get really clear on what is your unicorn? What is that one thing? So here's the question, the one question, the one posit of this entire episode. If there were one thing that you had solved, become, healed, received, grew, became, that would really just solve about everything for you. That would ratchet down the stress, ratchet down the worry, take down that feeling that you aren't good enough or you can't make it or you're not safe or you're scared or you have no money. What is the one thing? What's the one feeling? What's the one piece of evidence? What's the one thing to click into place for you, to come into your life, to just become for you? What would that be? It's just one thing. And I want you to notice, you might start with ideas. Well, it's this, it's that person, it's this house, it's this place, it's this job, it's this health, it's this. But behind all of that, under all of that, is another thought. because it will make me feel blankety, blankety, blank, blank, blank. How is that one thing going to make you feel? Because that feeling, that's what you're really striving for. Maybe it's approval, maybe it's release, freedom, safety. Could be a lot of things. Yeah, I know you keep wanting to add on to the list. But let's say there's one. You get one unicorn. What would it be? Just think right now. Close your eyes if you can, if you're not driving. What would it be? Your unicorn coming into your life. Beautiful white mane. Beautiful golden silver horn. Flowing magic all around it. Walking up to you with golden hooves. Saying, I'm yours. And you have this now. Can you get into that feeling with me? That feeling that beautiful animal, that beautiful image just gave to you, that feeling can be yours now. Let me state that again. That feeling can be yours now. You're waiting for a unicorn to bring it, but you're the one who knows what it is, knows how it feels, and can call up that feeling at will. So why aren't you feeling it? It's a really good question, deep question. Because our answers, we just want to like throw them out. Well, because the things haven't happened for me to make it happen. I don't see any outward evidence of it. I don't have the money yet. I don't have the partner yet. I don't have the love yet. I don't have the baby yet. I don't have the insert your thing yet. You're waiting for the thing to come in to give you your unicorn, to give you your feeling, to give you evidence that you're allowed to have it, that you can have it, that you can receive it, that it's yours, that on and on. But look, guys, this is the opposite of what we know as people who work with flow and flow dreaming. You create. You co-create. You show the vision. You show where you're going. You paint the picture. You lead the way. You say, this is where we're heading. This is what will happen. Can you imagine an army and the leader is pointing ahead to the battlefield saying, I don't know what's going to happen. Let's just go there and see what we find out, you know? Oh, no. That leader says we're going in there and we're winning and we're conquering and we're walking out the other side and we're alive and healthy and we did it and we won. And I know that now. That's a leader. That's what all the people behind him or her are following, that feeling. How can you lead in your life if you're just sitting waiting for the unicorn, waiting for that feeling, waiting for evidence or proof or wanting or wishing or saying everything would be better? You're the leader. The leader already knows. The leader goes in already knowing the result before they even start. Or they're not a leader. They're a follower. Are you a follower in your life? Or are you a leader? Your leadership says, here's my unicorn, here's what it is, here's how I feel. And if a part of you says, oh, well, there's still two or three things that I've got like multiple, can I have a whole stable full of unicorns? Because really there's a lot. I want you to just play with one first. Yes, there's going to be more things that tumble in that we need, that we want. But pick the one. Pick the one that just ultimately settles your heart and settles your stomach. And this is probably, maybe you know it right away, or maybe it is going to take you 5 or 10 minutes. This is an exercise. It's a question I'm asking you to do either right now or right after you listen or tonight when you're laying in bed or showering or peacefully sitting, you know, on your couch, just chilling out. Answer the question. Where do you get the biggest sense of relief? Where would you get the biggest sense of relief and contentment? That is your number one unicorn. That is the number one thing you should be offering flow right now. The number one emotion, the number one guidance, the number one energy. Everything else is secondary. Everything. Because until that is solved, it hangs there for you, in front of you, never right, never ready. It means you solve all the small things, but you never reach the big grand prize. When are you going to reach it, huh? How many decades do you think it's going to take? Are you willing to sit it out and just wait another 5 years, another 10 years, another 20 years? Is that a way to live? Or are you just kind of in holding mode until you think it's going to come to you? Stop waiting. I want you to feel it right now. This is your unicorn. It's yours now. It's coming up and it's licking your hand and you're feeding it carrots. It's in your life. You feel it first. You paint it first. Then you allow your life to come up around you, envelop you in its arms and say, "We know exactly what you want now. Thank you for letting us know. Now we can do an even better job offering it up to you." This is the core teaching of flow dreaming, of being in your flow. We add on to that this insane ability to talk to the universe, to communicate. We add on to it the emotional work that we do, how we actually change ourselves. We change our personalities. We change our emotional set point, our characteristics. All of that comes next. But number one, what do you need to feel? Why are you waiting to feel it? Why not feel it now? You don't need life to give you permission or evidence to feel it. You get to feel it. You're in charge. Start with you. Don't start with the things that are outside of you and not under your control. Only you are under your own control. Start there. It's where your mastery lies. You guys got it? I told you it was one simple truth. Now, I want to lead you into a short flow dream where you really, really feel this. And if you're not experienced with flow dreaming, doesn't matter. Don't worry about it. Go along with me. I'm going to ask you to get really emotional. I'm going to ask you to daydream and see things with me. Follow me along, paint the pictures that I paint. And I'm going to ask you at the end, did you lose track of time? Did you forget where you were? Did you get lost in the feelings and the words and the images? Because if so, you entered flow state. And flow state is where the magic happens. It's the bridge between worlds. It's where you get to talk to all that is, your greater self, your soul self, your flow self, the energies of life and God and source. But not to make it too big of a deal, let's just go into flow now. Follow me and feel. So we'll go ahead and we'll close our eyes and take a nice deep breath and release it slowly. Relaxing, allowing yourself to breathe and let go of your stress, any upset, any fear, any worry, all of it is relaxing as you breathe it out of you and your shoulders drop. And your stomach and abs release. And you roll your neck on your shoulders. And you wiggle your jaw. And your brow releases. You move into flow. You move into a feeling right now. A feeling of your life. Your life opening up before you. Traveling before you, ahead of you, your life, the minutes and the hours, the days ahead, coming. coming towards you like a soft wind on your face, blowing against your hair. You're in flow. You've released. You've allowed. You're allowing right now as you realize everything I try, everything I force, everything I fix, everything I make, I'm just filling the minutes of something so much bigger, something so much more glorious, something so much more full. I fill it, but it is the well, it is the cup that I fill. It is the container that holds me, holds us, holds everything. And this container is warm and strong and full, large, waiting for you to move into it, into your life, into the next you. The series of yous that you become one after another, with every heartbeat, with every moment, you move into them. You move into this space, into this wild and beautiful cosmic wind, ruffling your hair, brushing your skin. You move into flow. You feel the feeling as you cruise forward effortlessly, glowing, gliding, moving into today, tomorrow, the next day. On and on you go, you cosmic thing. You just keep moving and growing and feeling and changing and making and creating, absorbing and being such a beautiful, continuous beingness. And yet there is something you see, you feel in the distance, that beautiful white glowing unicorn, that beautiful animal stomping its hoof, moving its beautiful mane, its head, looking at you with those big beautiful eyes, and it's saying, you want me. You see in me something to complete you. You see in me something that will make you feel good, free, young, fresh, real, ripe, safe, accomplished, whatever it is. You see that in me, and you seek me. You want me. You wait for me. You ponder and pine for me. Watch as this majestic being, this majestic energy steps right up close to you and says, I've always been yours. I've always been yours. Why do you seek? Why do you pine? Why do you wait? I've always been yours. I am yours. I am everything. You are everything. We are it all together. One. Us. What you seek, you have. What you're looking for, you've found. What you've lost never left you. You have your unicorn. You've always had your unicorn. Your unicorn surrounds you. It is you. It becomes you. It is everything. It's an illusion that it has never been yours or never been found. Receive me. Embrace me. Love me. Ride me. Let's sail into the future together. Let's be. These feelings you want, don't wait for them. Who's going to give them to you? No one. Yours. You give them to you. You, you celestial being, you being of light and beauty, you. You ride this unicorn. You are this unicorn. You have what you seek. You are what you feel. Let all of life match, bring you, align to you, come to you, be with you. Let life, let it all flow in, because you have now told it, said it, felt it, become it. You and the unicorn are one. No more seeking. You've been found. It is yours. Claim it. Reclaim it. Feel that, hold that, and be that. Now, as you come back and you open your eyes, and you return from flow. Well, how you doing? I don't know if you guys heard that, but the most beautiful rain started falling as we went into it. I can hear it on the roof. I hear the sounds of life and my husband in the background. I think he must be in the kitchen puttering around. All of these things are part of life. Nothing is perfect. Nothing goes off flawlessly. It's all a beautiful mix. It's all where it needs to be. And so is your unicorn. Take it in, adopt it, enjoy it, become it. No more seeking. It is found, and you're with it, and you're in it, and you can feel this as much as you want. And when the day and the time comes that all the things line up right with all the material things around you in the world ahead of you, then all the pieces will be in place. But you know you'll have done your part, because you'll have stated, said, and felt exactly what your little unique piece of life and the universe is. And that is true flow dreaming. That is true flow. That is true co-creation. That is true life and living. So, we're going to close our episode with that. And I'm only going to leave you with a quick little note. If you loved it, do please review this show. Help spread this light and spread this word. Go on iTunes. Say something. Subscribe. And then leave me some feedback. You can find me at @summer_mcstravick on Instagram or on Facebook. Look up Summer McStravick or Flow Dreaming. That's it. I love you all, and I'll see you next week for more Flow Dreaming. I have a present for you. It's a free gift. It's a kit that I created that teaches you how to flow dream in under 15 minutes. It's really easy to get. All you have to do is pull out your mobile device or phone and send me a text. Send it to the number 38470. Again, the phone number is just 38470. And then write the word flow, F-L-O-W, in the message area. That way, I can get your free kit sent right over to you, which includes a flow dream called Positive Flow for you to begin working with, as well as an audio guide and a tutorial. Remember, this only works in the U.S. If you're outside the country, go to my website and fill out your information there. And I hope you have a lot of fun with this.